Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Hargrove. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The DH, John Wathan. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. And now, play ball. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris takes first base on ball four. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara bunts towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. Norris moves to second. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a pop-up towards short. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. White steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Royals. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens takes first base on ball four. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan bunts towards the mound. Waits fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cowens moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hargrove. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Cowens scores. Way then goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Royals. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to second. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper strikes out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Norris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Norris reaches second base with a double. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-0 in the game. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cowens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norris. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Waits covering, for the out. Cowens moves to third. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a line drive into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cowens tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander strikes out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds, who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Scott scores. Cowens goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Royals. Eric Wilkins now pitching. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for John Way then. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Norris hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Cox pinch hits for Toby Hara. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ted Cox now playing third base. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Royals. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Otis hits a line drive into center field. Norris picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Norris. Otis moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. Scott moves to second. It's 9-1, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norris moves to third. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Victor Cruz now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 3 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, White takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Quisenberry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.